What do you understand by acoustics? If you ask this question, you'll get many answers. Some will say, everything we hear and how we hear it. Others may say, the environment in which we hear. That's what acoustics is. And yet others say, acoustics can be better or worse, so it's a question of quality. Somehow all answers are correct. The dictionary defines acoustics as the study of sound and its propagation. So acoustics make up a scientific field, namely one that combines lots of different fields. For example, physics. How is sound generated and how does it spread? Biology. How does our body perceive sound? And psychology. What does sound do to us? How does it affect us? The sphere of acoustics ranges from art to architecture, and even to technology. Mankind has been dealing with acoustics for a long time. That's what archaeoacoustics is all about, a combination of archaeology and acoustics. Among other things, it has shown that even thousands of years ago, humans have been marking places which offer outstanding sound characteristics. Resonance spaces, for example, they have often been used for ritual purposes. Hearing has always been a direct way into the human's world of emotion. This is why people from early on have appreciated places that sounded particularly interesting. At some point, they were intentionally built, such as churches. For praying alone, you wouldn't normally need rooms 50 meters high. In order to hear the angels in their reverberations and echoes, though, they are quite useful. What do Leonardo da Vinci, Galileo Galilei, Isaac Newton, Hermann von Helmholtz, Thomas Alva Edison, and modern inventors like Steve Jobs have in common? They all gave the field of acoustics some thought. Modern technology enables acoustics to expand its field of application. There are, for example, headphones with noise cancelling, quiet zones in restaurants, or sound waves which are used as weapons. All these results evolve out of the theories of acoustics. Even when trying to keep teenagers from a specific place, acoustics has been used. A supermarket chain in the US played very high-pitched and disturbing sounds over loudspeakers placed in front of their stores. We lose the ability to hear higher frequencies with increasing age. Only the teenagers were annoyed by the sounds. In this way, they were dispelled from the parking lots of shopping malls and had to find other places to spend time together. The older, well-off customers never heard those disturbing sounds. If we think about the topic of acoustics and spaces, stories play a dominant role. But why? Because ambient sound tells us a lot about a place. Its size, its material, its setting, with curtains or the type of floor, and so on. With a little bit of imagination, we can even hear the stories that have taken place in the rooms through its reverberant sound. Clap your hands once and force the room to reveal some of its memory. With a short story, we now want to illustrate how different rooms can sound. I have lost an important key. At least I can't find it. It already started at home. Then I looked for it in the closet, if it was still in yesterday's trousers. No. Then I left the flat, entered the stairway, and went down into the garage. There I looked all around the car, but nothing. Maybe in the car. Center console, passenger seat. No. Then out again and to the park. I was here previously. I was sitting on a bench, right here. I can't find anything. I'll call Annette. She was with me.
Annette, do you know? I see. No? What a pity. Okay. Yes. Good idea. Thank you. Bye.
Lost property office, she said. All right, but first I'll head home. I need my jacket. How annoying. Really annoying. Ah, there's my other jacket. And what's that in the side pocket?
Eureka! The key!
Note to myself. Please optimize search logic. And clearing up the pockets saves time. Sometimes acoustics is also used to point out something completely different. One says a hollow vessel sounds louder and longer than a filled one, and refers to the talkers and demagogues of our time. Trust your ears. Listen closely.
Audioversum.